Welcome to the Your Life Nutrition Podcast. I'm Brittany Libertor, your registered dietitian nutritionist and mindful eating dietitian. Here on the podcast, we will be answering your questions all about nutrition and wellness while breaking down nutrition misinformation and giving you the truth that you can apply to your life. We will focus on changing your habits and your mindset to help you become a healthier version of yourself and a more mindful eater. Let's ditch the diets forever, find food freedom where you can eat pizza and ice cream all without the guilt, learn how to create balanced meals and snacks, and reach your health and nutrition goals. Let's do this. Hey, I'm Brittany Libertor, your registered dietitian nutritionist and mindful eating dietitian. Welcome, Brittany.
Brittany, thank you so much for having me. I know it's funny. We're both going to be Brittany-ing each other all day. We'd be like, did they say the right name?
I know.
It is what it is. Here we are.
Seriously. Well, it's so awesome having you on the podcast today. And you are going to be such a wealth of information to our listeners, being a personal trainer. And I'll let you introduce yourself in a second. But I know that you have some of the best workout tips. You have your own podcast. You have an amazing Instagram where you're always sharing free, wonderful content for things really sustainable weight loss and fat loss and strength as you age. So please just tell us more about yourself.
Thank you, Britt. Thanks so much for having me on too. I'm super excited to could chat this stuff all day. That's what my husband and I always say. Well, I guess we'll get into this here. We met as personal trainers. So I am from upstate New York. I am married to a wonderful Catholic man and we met as trainers. And it's very funny because it's, you know, our normal dinner conversation, like, hey, what would you do to progress this, you know, exercise or whatever? We love it. So I always love chatting about it. We have four little boys and I am a full-time stay-at-home mom to them and we homeschool as well. So my life looks like a lot of WWE kind of thing. Like just picture that. we got pool noodles and a trampoline and like, just go out there. It's a blast. It is super fun. I grew up with all sisters, so I never saw myself being a boy mom. And now I don't know what I would do with girls. If I am blessed with a girl one day, I'll figure it out. But right now it's boy time all the time. I do also run Healthy Catholic Moms is my company. And I have a blast there too, honestly, just getting to help women. Like you mentioned, in different phases of life, I have been a trainer for over a decade. So seeing women through, it's really fun now seeing women through several pregnancies, several postpartum periods, seeing women that I've worked with now going through menopause, things like that, all the different phases as our needs change. You mentioned, you know, as we age, and that's something when I was a trainer in my young 20s, I was not thinking about, you know, aging and longevity. It was a lot more like the flashy, what's going to help me fit in my shorts this summer for, you know, myself and my clients. And it's been really fun, really cool as, you know, the years under the belt and the different certifications and the more you know and the more you learn, now a lot of the focus is turning to longevity for myself, for my clients. Like we want to move well, you know, in our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, Lord willing, like that's really inspiring to me when I see those kinds of things. I have trained ladies, both in person and remotely now from, you know, young teens who have no idea what they're doing form wise with strength training. We'll talk about that, but up through ladies in their 80s. So really fun. Wow.
That's amazing. I just love the vast experience you have and just the ability you have as a personal trainer to help women really at every stage of the game to be their healthiest self. So that is awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you got into health and fitness in the first place?
Sure. It's, it's something that now is so a part of our life that it's like, was it always? And I will say I was always really active. So that active piece was there. The nutrition piece, definitely not so much. I grew up in a very standard, I don't know if it's a standard American diet, but I joke sometimes that like a normal side dish at our dinners often was those like canned cinnamon rolls, like the bang it on the table, they explode. Like that was like a side, like we're gonna have meat and those cinnamon rolls and like grab a can of beans or something like that. So nutrition went through, you know, I did not grow up knowing much or learning much about nutrition. That piece came later. But then physically, we were always encouraged to be active. So I always played sports. I danced. I did gymnastics, these kinds of things. But I did not get into strength training in particular until college. And I think what actually has been a nice segue for a lot of my clients is, especially when I was doing in person, is the group fitness classes that incorporate strength training. Cause I think a lot of times we as females are a little intimidated to walk into, especially if you go to the gym and there's, you know, the big old weight room is just mostly filled with men, truly. And it can be an intimidating place, you know, to walk around and try to read what every machine does and what you're supposed to do. And it can be intimidating for a newcomer. And I think gyms are definitely working on that. And if anyone's listening to that and hearing that and are like, yeah, right now I do go to the gym, but I kind of stick to the cardio deck and I go on the elliptical or the bike or the treadmill because I am intimidated. A lot of gyms offer a free session with a trainer just as part of your package, or I would encourage you to just grab a one-off session just to even say, I've done that with tons of people in person. Like, hey, can you just show me how this stuff works? Because it is intimidating to walk around and try to figure it out yourself. So that's always good. But yeah, for myself, I always was active. I then got into the cardio in college I was running all the time. I got into hey, I want to do a half marathon. And that was fun. But it was when I was coming home on breaks that I started taking a group fitness class that incorporated weights. And I just saw how that really changes your body composition. And we can talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. And then everything's still great. Moving is better than not moving. And I really encourage ladies to find the thing that they enjoy and that they're going to stick with, because I will get the question, what is the best workout? The best workout is truly the one that you're going to do repeatedly. If you're doing something that you hate, if you're like, yeah, my watch tells me I burn so many calories, but I'm never doing that again. I'm so sweaty. I'm out of breath. I hate it every second of it. You're probably not going to sustain that. So I always encourage doing what is going to stick and what you're going to enjoy doing. But that's how, and then I did find that in strength, but even now, you know, fast forward however many years later. I started getting certifications. I started in the group fitness field, picked up more certifications in personal training and prenatal and postpartum specialists along the way. But I myself have changed modalities a million times. That's kind of the fun part of fitness. You know, you can go from I want to try boxing. That looks cool. There's people who want to try swimming. Swimming is terrible to me. I can't go across a pool without being winded, you know? People love dancing, people have bar classes and Zumba, and there's just so much in the range of moving your body. That's what, you know, we just want to encourage people to do is start moving your body.
Oh, I love that. And I tell my clients the same, you know, not that I give personalized workout advice since I'm not a personal trainer, but to be able to say okay, are you enjoying that? No, I hate waking up so early to go to my workout. And okay, well, is there another opportunity in your day that you can get your body moving? Yeah, I think after work would be better for me. Okay, well, if that's going to be a better, more sustainable solution to your movement, let's do that. You know, so I love that you encourage that, because I think that really is so key. And I also love that you encourage women and any men who might be listening to this, is if you're not comfortable with all the workout equipment at your gym, if that's where you go, ask somebody how to use it. Because first of all, we always want to prioritize safety, which I know you're always about form, and you're always encouraging us in the workout videos to use good form. And I don't think I mentioned this, but I totally, am a member of the Chasing Greatness group, your monthly workout group. And I absolutely love it. And it's such an amazing part of my week. I totally am such a fan. But I just love that you're always encouraging good form and just making sure you're focusing on the movement, because that's so much more important than just rushing through the workout and just using good weights for you and all those things. So being able to ask the people who work at the gym, that's part of their job is to, assist you in learning and just getting creative with, the workout equipment that you have available. So thanks for encouraging that. So, and I know you mentioned that, there isn't one magic workout that's going to be the best for you. But can you just tell us more about what really is the key to, workouts when it comes to having goals for sustainable weight loss and fat loss?
Sure. And this is a really important question, because I think diet culture, magazines, things that we've picked up from our environments that we don't even always know that we have, and we're not aware that we have, I think it's just so ingrained in us, at least it was for myself, to think, okay, if you are, say, looking for fat loss, we'll start there. What's the first thing that pops in your head? Eating low calorie and cardio. That's the combination that everybody okay, we'll lower the calories and I'll run, and running too. It's a funny thing, because I will have clients say and now I'm going to start running. I'm like, do you want to start running? They're like, no, I kind of hate running or I find it boring or whatever. And I'm like, then let's not run. But they maybe just think that running is the key to fat loss or
that worked for them in the past. And so it's like, okay, that's the one thing I know how to do. So I'm going to go back to it.
You're exactly right. Like back in high school, I ran track. You're like, well, you're also in high school. You're also in the metabolism of high school. So, you know, looking at those kind of things, but, I'm here to tell you, and I will shout it from the rooftops and I talk about all the time, is strength training is so good for really, like, what's your question? The answer is strength training. What's best for fat loss? Strength training. What's best for longevity? Strength training. What's best? And it's not to say that cardio doesn't have a place. Cardio is great and has different benefits. And like, that's totally something to delve into. I think it's I encourage people to find, like, here's the facts. Okay. Strength training is great for increasing, maintaining your skeletal muscle, which is super important, especially as we age. We could go into that all day, but say, here are the facts and the research and the data about strength training and what it's going to do for your body and how it's going to change your body composition. If you are a person looking to lose fat, especially, you know, if you're just going to do the low calorie and cardio route, you might and will lose weight, but it's weight, not necessarily fat. And then you just kind of become a smaller version of what your body looks like right now. Whereas when you start strength training, you're actually changing the composition of your body, getting that kind of like lean toned look that people, you know, are often after. Like, I just want my arms to look, you know, toned or whatever. And it's not all aesthetics. We're obviously talking about, obviously there are just so many benefits to being a healthy body fat that have nothing to do with aesthetics, that have to do with your joint health and how you feel and how you move and your energy and all these wonderful things. So strength training 100%, and I recommend no less than 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. But then here's a beautiful piece. Like, you get to, first of all, you get to figure out the how of the strength training itself. It doesn't mean you just have to go to the gym and go in the weight room. I haven't been to the gym in years. It doesn't fit my lifestyle right now. I'd love to. I actually enjoy it. It doesn't fit my lifestyle. You can use, it does not have to be weights. It could be bands. It could be TRX. It could be a knockoff TRX that you got off Amazon like I have. You can use body weight. You can do, I've been incorporating a lot more like Pilates style, as long as it has that resistance. And body weight can have resistance too, obviously, but you know, you get a little more limited in your availabilities of movement. So there's so much variation within the strength training. But then from there too, like, if you are a person hearing this and being like, but Brittany, I like cardio, you can absolutely do cardio. I do understand and I feel the difference myself. Like, if I'm stressed out or feeling just overwhelmed, whatever, sometimes that strength training workout is going to give me like that outlet I need to pick up heavy things and put them down and, you know, sweat it out. But there is something so different and unique about going for a long run or hopping on a spin bike and having a like bang it out Peloton ride or spin class or whatever, you have spin class at home. So it all has a place. You know, the endorphins you get after a good cardio session are unlike anything I ever get from strength training. So again, kind of comes back to, yes, what do you like to do? But I like that kind of framework of, okay, can you fit in a couple strength trainings? And don't let 3 be like the magic number. If you can get 1 or 2, that's fantastic. It's better than none. Duration wise, if you can get 10 minutes, it's better than, you know, 0 minutes, all these kind of things. Yeah. So we want to get it in. But then you can, you know, personalize that. And what does that look like for you? What does it look like for your lifestyle? Because maybe you can sneak a couple lighter or different style workouts with your kids. Like, walks are great. Walking is very underrated. I like the combination of strength training with walking, because sometimes, you know, if we're talking about like hormonal balance and sustainability, like HIIT can be very trendy. HIIT can be very difficult on our joints. It depends what you're doing. Even in our programs, I will incorporate HIIT, but it's never going to be more than 2 times a week. It's not going to be super jumpy. I do.
And it's not the entire workout. I can speak for that too, which I appreciate.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I love the combo of the strength and the walks, even over the HIIT, but I like to incorporate the HIIT for those who A, enjoy it, or B, don't have the availability of outdoor kind of things. But yes, some form of resistance training really is excellent as the foundation of your workout. And like I said, so much research to back that up as we age, because even women and men, but especially women, we hear my metabolism slows down past whatever, or I'm losing muscle, or I'm gaining weight, or I'm whatever. And it is true that we start losing muscle mass over age 30. So a lot of times I hear the fear like, but I don't want to be bulky, or, but I don't want to lift too heavy. It's almost hard to, you can get bulky. I understand that fear, because I know some trainers will just say like, women can't get bulky. I would beg to differ. I watch the CrossFit Games and things like that. You know, there's the different genres, and we see female athletes who have a lot of muscle that maybe some people would consider bulky. And again, everybody obviously has their own taste of what they would want their physique to look like, but it's harder to do that. I mean, we're talking high level athletes who attain that. It's pretty hard to do. You kind of have to do it on purpose. And so even if you had a more muscular physique, once you're clearing 30 and on, you're going to be losing some of that. So you do want to actually replace it. I will say too, strength training is going to do things for your metabolism that cardio is not going to do. Like cardio kind of gives you more the time in, time out. Like, I had a client once who ran 6 miles every day, and that's not a bad thing in and of itself. If you enjoy running 6 miles every day, it's a lot on your joints, but you know, you can talk about ways to do it safely, take it off the road. That's actually better for you to do it kind of in grassy areas, things like that, great shoes, all that. However, you're going to be really saddled to running 6 miles every day because our bodies adapt really quickly. And then your caloric needs are going to match that. And it's just like, okay, you just are running 6 miles and burning it off every day and burning off what you ate. It doesn't work like that with strength training. Our body burns more fat and more calories just even at rest than it does with less muscle. So say, just to get like numbers-ish real quick, if not everybody knows their body fat percentage, and you don't have to, you know, again, it's arbitrary. It's how you feel. There's tons of non-scale ways to measure things. But just say somebody's 30% body fat and somebody is 25% body fat sitting next to each other on a plane, just sitting there, not doing anything. Not, you know, a lot of times ladies, my clients I'll hear are panicked about missing a workout. Like, well, I'm going to gain weight now. No, once you've gotten to a level where you have muscle on your body, you're just sitting there. Your body is burning more at rest. So it really is like builds this bulletproof metabolism, especially as we age, that it's just so nice to have that margin. You don't always feel like I have to run this off tomorrow, or I can't miss a workout, or I can't eat more than 1200 calories or whatever it may be.
Oh, that's so awesome that you share that, because I have tried to explain that concept to clients who are very stuck in that cardio mindset where they feel like, well, this is my best workout. It's like, but you haven't done strength training, so you actually don't know it's your best workout because you haven't really tried this consistently yet. You know, they might have had a part of like some group exercise classes, but I know that was one of the big things that made me actually commit to your program was something you had mentioned in a previous episode was, you know, you could do one-off videos from YouTube, but are you actually going to be progressing your workouts? And that really like made me change my mindset around, like, I actually need a program that's going to make me progress and not just like, oh, I'm using the same 15-pound weights for everything. Like, I need to be able to increase my weights. I need to be able to change up the modalities. And I love when I get to a new month in your program, I'm like, whoa, those are muscles I have not felt in a while, you know, when you're sore the next day. So I just really, I love that you compare that, because it is like getting in the movement of any kind, especially if you're a beginner, is great. So walking is just going to be your game for a while. That's awesome. But thinking about ways to start improving and increasing. And even if it is going to start one day for you, okay, you do one day of strength training, a couple weeks, you bump it up to two, and then keep going from there until you're, you know, at a good sweet spot, because it is important to me not overdo it when we commit to something if we're not going to stick to it. So I love your aspect of sustainability as well. And the other thing I love about your program is that all of your workouts are 30 minutes or less. And if you've done that workout video already and you already know the training, I usually like skip forward a little bit, which saves a little bit more time. So I feel like all of the workouts I get done within 20 to 30 minutes, which I feel like who doesn't have that in a day? Like, I mean, you have to be strategic. It means not scrolling on your phone that it was 10 minutes and then not putzing around for another 10 minutes. Like, there you go. There's your 20 minutes. And I've just really learned that since starting your program. Like, okay, if I'm going to make this happen, I need to cut out that excess time that I'm wasting. So can you tell us, like, what would you say is going to help someone have the most effective workout in a short period of time if they do have 20 minutes?
Sure. Absolutely. And that's another kind of pro in the strength training category, because I've had clients who I'm like, oh, wow, now that I know, I'm not going to be like red-faced, super sweaty, and like need to shower immediately. you know, I can work that in different times sometimes, like if you have a lunch break, or if you, you know, at some point during the middle of your day where you kind of freshen up after, but it's not like, holy cow, I need to go like shower like after a spin class. So,
right. I do love that about your workouts too, because I could do that and then hop on a coaching call after and be like, hey,
right.
Just got my workout in.
Just
great.
Have some good blood flow going. You just look glowy, hopefully. Right. Yeah. I do have some specific kind of tips that would help out here too. Number one, you kind of just touched on this, is know what you're going to do. So whether you're following someone's set plan or you're planning your own workouts, which I have some clients who do listen to the podcast or just in the community and things like that, who are doing their own thing and following their own, you know, they're pretty well versed in it. And that's fantastic. Whatever you're doing though, you got to know what you're doing heading into the week. Just like you help your clients meal plan and at least say like, at least know what you're doing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Same idea here, because like you said, the time wasting can just be so sneaky. I've done that too. When I was newer to strength training, I would go to the gym and I would spend the first 15 minutes looking up various Instagram videos, be like, well, was that one leg day that lady posted weeks ago? Or, you know, if you're at home scrolling through YouTube videos, I've done that too, to like, okay, I want a little mobility one today and I'll spend 10 minutes scrolling. So even if that's kind of like your meal plan, where at the start of the week, before the week begins, you even look up 5 different YouTube videos you're going to do that week, or 2 different YouTube videos you're going to do, you know, just have them ready to go. So especially if, yes. And especially if you wake up early to do this, you know, like nothing is going to derail you getting out of bed than knowing like you don't have your clothes accessible. You don't even know what you're going to do. Like, have it planned, ready to go. You're going to set yourself up a little more for success. And then I really like the tip of streamlining your warm up or your cool down. As I'm sure you've seen, I keep that warm up very similar to a fault here, because it does a lot of things. It just gets you going. I, you know, just have an effective little list of exercises that I go through. So if they're effective, why do you need to change them up? But also, especially for those of us working out at home, since we're not changing our environment, it's giving our body that cue of like, hey, we're working out now. So, cause usually I am doing it first thing and my mind is not there yet. But once I start doing those bird dogs, like already my body's like, yep, it's go time. We're working out. Like the core starts engaging. Things you don't even have to actually think about are going to happen more naturally. So streamline your priming. And that's the note, like you should be priming. I know a lot of people who are just like, boom, they just hop right into the workout. Or if you're not doing a video that has a warm up, they're just going right for it. Have a good little prime session, have a cool down. I just always do a quick stretch at the end. You do get more bang for your buck too. You can get more done in your workout if you're incorporating compound moves, which compound moves just meaning it's involving more muscle groups at once. So rather than just doing like an isolated bicep curl, there's a time and place for that. And you can do that. And I include both compound and isolation exercises. But if you're really tight on time, like in our December month, I knocked it down to 3 full body workouts a week and tried to really keep them like 20 minutes max. So I picked all big compound movements. Like we were doing an RDL, which is a stiff leg deadlift, into a row at the bottom of it. And then you stand up and complete it. Or instead of doing just bicep curls and then later on doing overhead presses, you can combine that into an Arnold press where you're doing curl, press, and back down. So I also really love to make everything, or make as many things as I can, core moves, so that there's not tons of extra core time. Like, again, well, a lot of us healthy Catholic moms are busy moms. So we're like, all right, how fast can I get this done, but how can I multiply my time here? I'm sure you do that with meal prep too. And I like to do that with meal prep. Like, I'm not making something once. If I'm making it, I'm doubling it, or I am doing something with it. So that's a great way, is to make things a core move. You can do that by, like, instead of, I just to mention the overhead press, instead of just doing a double arm overhead press, you could take it one side at a time, which is going to make the workout a little bit longer, but you're getting that added core move by taking something single-sided. You can also take things that you would normally do just standing or seated and do them in a plank, like a row or like a lateral raise. So then you're kind of, again, skimming down on that core time and getting it done in there. Yeah, I think those are some of my favorite ones. And the nice thing with strength is you do need some breaks on in between your sets, typically, depending on what kind of workout style you're doing. So, and I'll say that the video is like, walk around your basement, do what you got to do, go switch to laundry, go do a thing. Like, you can actually get things done. I think we've talked about that too, like during dinner. I think I've seen you in the kitchen sometimes, if you have to, like, get it might not be ideal, but sometimes that's always my next go-to. If I miss my morning workout and I have to work out with the kids around, I will usually try to do it. My kids are little, so I'll try to do it where they're seated and safe. And I get that they're seated for lunch. I'll at least get the first 10 minutes kind of going. Then you can use your breaks. That's another, again, knock for the strength training where it's really hard if anybody's listening who have kids of various ages who are home. This is I think it's very disappointing to try to commit yourself to working out, to give it the time. The time gets interrupted and it's super hard to get like a block of cardio done with little ones around. Like I've even had seasons if I was training for a race or something being like, okay, I just have to do like a 45-minute run today on the treadmill, which would not be preferred. I'd rather do it outside, but say it wasn't working with my husband and my schedule, you know, that day or that week. Like, okay, I'll just get this done. It's so hard for me anyways, with little kids in this whole big season of life of little kids, it's been continually hard. If somebody interrupts, like you're getting on and off, you're hopping back on. It is hard. Like, cause you need to keep that sustained time and that's, you know, all that. It's not quite the same when you get interrupted with strength training. Cause you can hop back in, you can finish the set. I say that all the time, like after mom's set, I'm on 10, I got to get to 12. Like I'll have them count with me, whatever it is, but it's a lot easier to, even if you need to like do a couple sets, do something else in the house. Like if your workout really did spread out to 2 hours or something, but you were doing the sets, it's going to be fine. You're going to get the same benefits where it's not quite the same as, you know, clicking in and out of a spin bike. So.
You're so right. And I've experienced that personally with my daughter, Gianna, where she wants to come over and show me a toy and okay, let mommy do 3 more squats, you know, and then, okay, I set down my weights. I play with her for a couple minutes. That's my little break time. And then I go back to it. And I know you have really encouraged moms to have, you know, special toys or things in, you know, the area where you do work out to encourage them that it's a fun and exciting time for them. We've even been gifted little play kettlebells and little play dumbbells for kids where she gets so excited and she even grunts like we do, which is hilarious. And now she knows how to count too. You know, and so it is, so it's sweet. Really sweet. And she gets excited to see that we're exercising. She'll do, you know, try and do push-ups with us. So I love that you encouraged from the beginning, even before I listened to you, even before I think I had my daughter. So just to like, know, like it's good and healthy and I shouldn't get annoyed that she's coming over to like interrupt my workout, but like I can make it still fit.
Right. Right. And you're showing her, you know, that's the best way. Like kids are going to do what we show them, not tell them. So
yes, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I know, again, we have very similar mindsets when it comes to health and nutrition. So can you just tell us kind of your, you know, mindset when it comes to eating and making balanced meals for your family and just keeping up with your workout routine? Like, how do you make it all happen with 4 kids and running a business and homeschooling? Like, just tell us your go-tos.
Sure. I'm a big fan of lowering the bar. So there's you know, I will have clients who say like, I don't know how you do this or that. And we can all say that about people who we see doing a lot or who seem to have full or busier, you know, lives. And I think we all find different grooves. I definitely know your capacity grows because things that stressed me out when I had one kid and was trying to do, now my capacity has grown for that a little bit where I can multitask a little differently or, you know, just life looks differently. Even, you know, I have an almost 7-year-old now, so he can play with the baby while I'm doing something. It's every season brings its like new little challenges and new things that you might focus on or not. So like, for example, when I was newer, freshly married and, you know, maybe even into one kid, I did not have an ability to really just whip something up. And you might have been more blessed in that department. Like I was more following recipes. I had to really think about things, really meal plan. Now there's a lot of things that's like, I can just, you know, all right, I've got this, we've got this left over. Like you can mentally do that game a little bit better, but I do keep it really simple during the week. So that's what I kind of mean by lowering the bar. I don't have these grandiose plans of we are going to have, you know, this 3-course meal. I want to try this new recipe on a Wednesday when I got to get somebody to Taekwondo in 20 minutes. Like that's not happening. During the week, I keep it really simple. We go with a lot of fan favorites, especially like picky eater wise. My husband and I kind of try to find that middle ground of, I do want to make things you like. Like I have one kid who loves burgers. you want a burger night every week, baby, that's what we're doing. Cause the whole family likes it and you can make it so healthy, you know, all these things. So during the week looks very, we always do tacos on Tuesday. Again, tacos can be so healthy. And I'm sure you've done tacos a million ways and teach it a million ways. People can personalize it. So I do try to just keep things simple during the week. I mentioned like, if I'm doing it once, I'm going to make this, how can I multiply my time? I do not want this to count for one thing. So I will usually, like most Tuesdays, I pretty much make the taco meat every other Tuesdays. I'll make like just a double batch. So it's not in the freezer forever. But so we have the cooked taco meat to pull out for next week. I'm like, great. I don't have to do it next week. Oh, that's cool. Smart. I will purposely, so I used to do like a meal prep day for my husband and my lunches. Again, when we were probably one, two kids or earlier in our marriage, I don't, because our weekends are just so full now. I could find a way to finagle that, making it Fridays or Mondays, but everything gets so full. Like, oh, Fridays is full too. Mondays is full. So I actually don't do a bulk kind of meal prep or food prep. I do like to think of it as food prep, where like, okay, instead of a meal, like what's just a staple protein we can have. So I just try to make that, it's in my head somewhere around the weekend of whatever protein I'm going to make. I'm not going to make something really unique, like chicken marsala and put mushrooms on everything. And then we have to eat that every day all week. But like, for example, this week on Saturday, so it was kind of, again, I knew our Sunday was pretty busy this week. And then I can tend to get into the trap of not having anything for my lunches because I will make sure I pack my husband's, but sometimes I don't have the same stuff and whatever. Like I've thought his out and he's got his four lunches, but I think, well, I'm home, I'll just make eggs, and then it doesn't happen or yada, yada. So I noticed lunch was a pain point for me and it kind of an obstacle. So I'm like, I've got to have something at the ready. So Saturday, like it does not have to be a Monday. It doesn't have to be meal prep Monday. It can be, but like, look at your week and Monday always sneaks up on me. So Saturday, I made a bunch of chicken. Like I just cut it up really tiny and pan fried it. And then it led into dinner, which I was doing kind of like a copycat Chipotle thing with it. I ended up just throwing the rest on a sheet pan to bake it off, which is not my favorite way, but then at least I have all this tiny little cooked chicken that I can throw in salads. I can throw in wraps. I can throw sauces and condiments and dressings on. So I do try to, when I'm making something, make a ton of it. If I'm making meatballs, I make like four batches and then I stick it in the freezer. But I'm never doing this as a big, like, this is my 2-hour meal prep time, because that's not fitting my life right now. If I just think of it as like, I'm making dinner, and yeah, it obviously is going to take a little longer if I'm doing more of it, but it's kind of in that dinner slot. I'm not doing it in different times. So yeah, keep it simple during the week. I do love to cook and I love to try new recipes. So I kind of reserve that for the weekends when I know my husband's going to be home and I can like make it more of a fun experience. And then, you know, workout wise, I think having a number in your head that you need to get done that week, like that helps me, because I know, okay, I would love this, maybe as an ideal, maybe a range. Maybe you're like 1 to 4 times I'm going to try to work out or something, but you know, you will not get below that, you know, low range. It's like showering. I mean, you're not going to go the whole week without showering. So, you know, you will make it happen at some point. And for that, I do prefer by myself. I do prefer early morning. I just feel better when I've got it already done and really for energizing my day. But then I've got these other little pockets where I'll try to get it done. You know, those backups, I think backups are huge. Being flexible for all of us is huge, whether you work full-time or you're home or your whatever your scenario is, because maybe you do like to get up and work out before you go to work. And if that doesn't happen, can you squeeze it in your lunch hour? Can you squeeze it while you're making dinner? If you do a couple exercises, flip the burgers, do a couple exercises, you know, or can you kick it to a different day if you really need to? But having, you know, that set, something set in your mind of what you have to meet, the standard that you have to meet. I do that for myself too, in different seasons of life when motivation's really not there. Like for me, pregnancy, I am not motivated a single day of my pregnancy to work out. And people say like, but you work out all the time, so you must be. I am not. I just, in my head, I'm like, you've got to meet this number. You will feel better. It's better for you. It's better for the baby. You've got to meet that number. And you just find a time.
Yes, I love it. You say you find the time, because really we, a lot of times we do have the time, and sometimes we do have to make little sacrifices here and there, as long as you're not going to be in a big sleep deficit or anything, but like, you know, prioritizing waking up a little earlier. I know our weekends are very full too. So like my workout days are usually Tuesdays, because I know my mom's here all day watching my daughter while I do my full work day, and I can kind of sneak in the workout in between calls. And then Saturday, it's like our Saturdays are usually really full. So unless I'm waking up at like kind of the same time I do during the week, so not sleeping in, but I'm still getting adequate sleep, but like making that a priority is huge. And I love that you say that you just like really stick to simple meals during the week, because I know it can be kind of when you feel like you're getting on a health and nutrition journey, you feel like I have to follow these recipes to like make meal prep and like make it all happen. And like, truly, it doesn't need to be that way. And if you are wanting to add a new recipe into your repertoire, but maybe you need to get comfortable with it, planning that maybe for a weekend or a day that you do have a little bit more time is definitely a really good feasible tip. So thank you so much for sharing that. But this has been such an great episode with you and just interview. And I have just loved hearing all of your tips when it comes to workout and healthy lifestyle and just making it all fit. I look up to you so much, especially being, you know, running your own business, homeschooling, you have four kids, and you still like really prioritize your health and your nutrition, your fitness. So I think everyone should go follow you. So can you tell everyone how they can go follow you, find you, and, you know, tell us more about your programs?
Sure. That's really sweet. And I feel the same way. I love it because it also gives me a little flashback sometimes when I see you and Gianna doing different things. I'm like, oh, I remember when we did that. And I love that. I don't, you know, there's some people who are like, well, I did that when I had one, and I don't mean it in that way. So I hope you don't take it that way. But I'm like, that was a sweet time. And I loved that. And it's been so fun seeing, you know, your workout journey as well. But I love your tips. You just mentioned too, the, you know, trying different recipes on the weekends. Like that's something I love about your seasonal lists when you post those, because that's like an ideal in my head too. Of like, I'd love to cook seasonally and I'm not always seeking that out. So I see your list and think, okay, great. I'm going to check out this kind of recipe this weekend because it's in season. So we love that. And thank you for that. We, you know, it's collaboration. This is what it's all about. Getting ideas from other people, but I am over at pretty much Everything's Healthy Catholic Moms. So I do post things on Instagram from workouts and some tips and things like that. I do have a podcast, the Healthy Catholic Moms podcast. And that's, you know, pretty much where you can find me. You can find me at healthycatholicmoms.com. I do have different workout programs for different seasons of life, like pregnancy and postpartum. And what you are in the Chasing Greatness group, which we have similar group names because we have very kindred spirits here. I love it.
Yes.
So you can go get your goals over with Brittany and then chase greatness with this Brittany. But that's really for those who are seeking mostly the workouts and are pretty good on the nutrition, or maybe working with Brittany on the nutrition and you're just looking for workouts. And I have an 8-week program that's a little more beginner oriented as well. That's only open a couple times a year, but yeah, you can check all that out over at the website.
Awesome. Brittany, thank you so, so much for sharing. And I hope everyone goes and gives you a follow, because I know you have so many great things. And if you're not on Brittany's email list already, she does send out free workouts, which are a really great taste of her program. I've definitely sent some of those over to my clients who have thought about joining your program. So I hope they do, because I think you give everyone some really awesome, valuable free content. You also send out wonderful free handouts and things to help you on your journey. So thank you for everything that you do for our community, and it was awesome having you on today. So thank you for everything.
Brittany, thank you so much. And thank you for having me on. This was a blast.
Absolutely. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today and for listening. Go give Brittany a follow, and we will talk to you on the next episode. Do you struggle with figuring out what foods to eat and how to meal plan? Maybe it's stress or emotional eating, not feeling comfortable in your clothes, feeling overwhelmed with weight gain, or maybe you need to lower your blood pressure, blood sugar, or cholesterol? If you answered yes to any of those questions, I would love to help you. To learn more about working with me, either one-on-one or to join our private accountability group called the Goal Gutters Group, head to my website, www.yourlifenutrition.org. If you want to have a free discovery call to see if we'd be a good fit to work together, fill out the coaching application and I will contact you to set up our call, and we can see which option would work best for you. On the Your Life Nutrition website, you will also find recipes, testimonials, and other blog posts that you might find helpful on your journey. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to follow along with more things Your Life Nutrition, you could check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Your Life Nutrition, where I love to post daily inspiration to help you become a healthier version of yourself.